Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
A History of Women in 101 Objects, a walk through female history. Written by Annabelle Hirsch and read for you by a full cast.
A couple of years ago, on a trip to the Danish coast, I visited the childhood home of the novelist Karen Blixen. To my own astonishment, I realized that I wasn't so much fascinated by the place itself, the desk where she wrote, her paintings adorning the walls, but by what seemed an insignificant detail, a number of copper pans stacked up in the corner of the kitchen. I found myself trying to imagine that small, slender woman pottering around with them, how she might have felt, what she might have been thinking about. Did she even cook? Were those her pots, or had they belonged to her stuff? What, I asked myself, did her kitchen utensils say about the author of Babette's Feast? Did they even say anything about her, her everyday life, her existence as a woman, as a Danish woman, a European woman of that era? Pans and other such objects are the very opposite of monuments. They don't commemorate revolutions or victories on the battlefield, don't allude to great contracts or those moments of upheaval that have an undeniably transformative effect on society. It's rarely possible to link them to one specific date, to say, from that day on, everything was different. They don't belong to the so-called big picture of history, but instead to a realm that is far more intimate, quiet and overlooked. A realm that was long considered female and, accordingly, insignificant. I hadn't long embarked on my research for this book when I had an interesting experience. At a dinner party one evening, I started telling the table about the new project I had in mind, to narrate the history of women through objects. What would that look like? One of the women there asked curiously. What sorts of objects, for example? Before I could answer her question, before I'd even had a chance to explain that there would be objects which told the stories of women's everyday lives, of big moments and small ones. Objects linked to topics that have a bearing on women, the body, sex, love, work, art, politics. Objects that bear witness to the movements women instigated and to all the myths to which they've been forced to conform since time immemorial. That say something about how they dealt with that, how they fought, how they freed themselves, sometimes loudly, sometimes quietly. How they always found, or at least tried to find, a way to be themselves. That some of those objects would, of course, make reference to a particular woman and the influence she had, but not all of them. Because this wasn't going to be a book about the 100 coolest women in history, but a cabinet of curiosities showing how rich and diverse, how complex and non-linear the history of all women is. No, before I could say any of that, an elderly gent brayed loudly, "Women and objects, but women are objects."